away we go with our 60th episode. This week, we look back on Unfriend Day. How many did you lose or purposely cut off your friend list?
And Eddie Van Halen's son, Wolfgang Van Halen, has a new song out, and it's pretty good. So we get to hear some of his thoughts on Van Halen and what's next for the band and for himself.
Absolutely. And we have Thanksgiving coming at us pretty quick. So we have our first ever Thanksgiving food side draft.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com. Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
It's a universal thank you. Just thank you for everything. It's all encompassing. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think we have a big thank you for the musical talents of Wolfgang Van Halen. Is that how you pronounce his name? I've been out of the music biz for such a long time.
Is it Van Halen, Van Halen, whatever it is. Yeah, I don't know. But it's, I don't know, man. But I woke up yesterday. I knew that the new Wolfgang Van Halen was coming.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming out, you know, on Monday. And so I got up in the morning, and that was really, truly the first thing I did. I went, okay, well, let's see if I can't find this Wolfgang Van Halen. So I went and checked it out. And I was pleasantly surprised at the song. I mean, I had an absolute genuine fear that this could suck. This could be complete garbage. This could be completely terrible.
You were unsure yourself. You even called me last night, like, dude, did you hear that Wolfgang who wanted to, you know, did you like it? Did you hate it? And I was like, I haven't heard it yet. So I went down and press play, and here we go.
I'm so tired. Can't see your face. A memory of you slowly fades when I go on. I'm still crying. Don't want this place. World without you. I don't think I'll ever move on. No matter what the distance is, I will be with you. No matter what the distance is, I will be with you. No matter what the distance is, I will be with you. No matter what the distance is, you'll be okay. No matter what the distance is, I will be with you. No matter what the distance is.
Hey, you know, after listening to it, man, that song just like hits you, like the distance, like the things he says and how he's singing to his dad, man. That just, I think it's a very, very, very good song.
I was definitely pleasantly surprised. And apparently he played all the instruments on it. He played everything, sang everything. He did everything.
Wow.
So, I mean, and that's impressive. There's very few people. I mean, there's obviously me. There's Wolfgang. And I, you know, I can't even name anyone else. That's it.
No one
else is capable of this.
Well,
me,
you know,
and Wolfgang.
One thing about the podcast is that you cannot watch the video, which is also a good thing because it will bring a tear to a wooden eye. It is all home videos of very young Wolfgang and much younger. Of course, Eddie Van Halen and Wolfgang's mom, who we've discussed before. We had to bring Sean up to speed, that Valerie Bertinelli. Did you recognize her in the video, Sean?
No.
Still,
you may know her more from the Children's Baking Challenge
on Food Network.
Yeah, she's you know, like they'll have the Halloween edition or whatever, and they have kids making cakes and whatever. Yeah, she's on there.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Then now I know.
And then at the very end of the music video,
that's the one that got me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
With Eddie Van Halen leaving a voicemail for his son, mm-hmm. saying, "Would you just call me? I just want to hear your voice." You know, and all I went, "Oh, dude,
yeah,
that was a sucker punch right there. Like, where'd you pull that one out from, Wolfgang? That wasn't fair."
Yeah, that was heavy, man. It just hit you. It's what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have Wolfgang. He was on Howard Stern, and he was talking about writing Distance as a tribute to his dad, man. That's pretty wild too.
A bunch of songs, and I have the stuff I want to use for the album, but there's like a bunch of other ideas that are kind of just waiting there to be finished, and Distance was one of those. And when this happened, it was like, let's finish it and let's have that be the first song out and put it out for dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he was working on the song before he passed. And I read, too, that back in 17, doctors gave Eddie, like, just 6 months to live then or 6 weeks to live then. And he's fought. So, you know, obviously Wolfgang had some, you know, time to structure the song in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, when Eddie finally did, you know, pass to cancer, was a few tunes here and there, and there you go.
Yeah, and there was a lot of stuff that they evidently kept very, very quiet. You know, the like you just said, you know, back in 2017, he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and they gave him 6 weeks to live. So apparently he took off and went to Germany.
Yeah, and did some and experimental drugs to help him through. And
I know during that interview on Stern, which I've seen quite a bit of, Wolfgang was talking about how, you know, they gave him 6 weeks and I got another 3 years, you know, so whatever they're doing over there, it was great. And all of that. And then some of the further stuff that he had mentioned was the possibility of a Van Halen reunion tour with everybody. I think they were calling it the Kitchen Sink
tour. Yeah, everybody, even Gary Cherone.
Yeah, Gary Cherone. They were like, well, throw him in there too. You know, why not?
What?
Let's break out everybody.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
I mean, what an incredible show that would have been. Van Halen with Dave, with Sammy Hagar, you know, with Gary Cherone. and I dig Gary Cherone. He was great in Extreme, but not so great in Van Halen. Mm-hmm. But then the idea was also to bring back Michael Anthony and have him play bass. And then
since 2015, I'd been talking with Dad.
See?
So I would be like, hey, Dad, you know what would be cool is what if I opened for you guys and we had Mike come back? Initially, my dad was like, well, you got to be up there too. And eventually I was like, okay, well, maybe I can come up and we can play, you know, one or two songs from A Different Kind of Truth. But as time went on, he warmed up to the idea. I got him excited about it. And at a certain point, it turned into what we joked as the Kitchen Sink Tour. Let's get Dave and Hagar and even Cherone. Let's just do a giant, awesome thing. And we talked to Irving Azoff about it. And then, of course, Irving, you know, got it ready. But by that time, Dad wasn't able to.
Oh, that would have been wild, man. That would have been awesome.
Wow.
That's how close that was. To see a Van Halen reunion with everybody, including Cherone, just rotating characters in and out.
Man, that would have been so badass. I'm not sure how much I would have paid for that. I would have definitely, that would have been a show I would not hardly miss.
You don't need two kidneys. You would sell one.
Well, I mean, I probably personally need 4 kidneys. But, and another couple livers.
You're ready to recover, play a couple tune-ups after this.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. And, you know, he actually still, I mean, we got a lot from the Stern interview, but we were talking about, you know, when Eddie first passed away, you know, could they keep, you know, the Van Halen brand alive? Like, there has been other members to the band. Clearly, we just talked about that. But could you have a Van Halen without Eddie? We were all like, emphatically, no. And Wolfgang was talking about the rumors about him actually taking over for his dad in the band.
I'm not going to replace him. I've spent my life making sure I'm not like him and I'm my own person. You can't have Van Halen without Eddie Van Halen. So, you know, in my opinion, outside of maybe a tribute show at some point down the line and, you know, archival releases further down the line, it's done. But you know what? I don't have a dad anymore. And I'm coming to terms with that. And I'm trying to figure out how to deal with that. So I think the fans can try and come to terms with and figure out how to deal with the fact that we're not going to have Van Halen anymore. The music is going to live on forever. But you can't continue without Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. And what an amazing point. You know, I lost my dad. You've lost a band. Yeah. You know, whoopty shit. If I have to come to terms with this, you can figure out how to live without Van Halen.
It's also interesting that he's not even, yes, everyone knows that he is Wolfgang Van Halen, but the name of his band is rather interesting. I thought it was just Mammoth, but it's not Mammoth. It's Mammoth WVH is the name of his band.
Right.
So we know what the WVH stands for, but he is not using Van Halen in the name of his band at all, which is pretty cool on his part, too.
Yeah. And I thought, going with Mammoth was an interesting idea because Mammoth was the name of Van Halen before they were Van Halen.
Aha. Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool. I had no idea where you got Mammoth from, and that's a cool tie-in. Very cool tie-in. I had no idea that was Wolfgang Van Halen. Like, I was watching the Stern clip, and like, I knew it was him, but he looks nothing like Eddie. Like, it's like twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Like, Wolfgang Van Halen looks more like me than a rock and roll star, which is wild.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if they had, you know, put up a picture of him and said Chumley's son, I would have gone, okay, I can see that. And I don't mean to be mean. I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to either. Yeah. I was just taken back by, like, how much of a like stars, they're just like us.
Sure.
Like, he looked just like a normal dude. Like, he's just a, like, you know, doesn't like to go to the gym that much either. I respect the hustle.
But again,
his dad's Eddie Van Halen.
You know, we get stereotypes of people. And I remember it was sort of brought to my attention as well right after our birthday bash last year that, you know, we were posting lots of pictures of everyone who came out to celebrate with us. And there were actually some trolls on our Facebook page of saying, oh, they look like typical rock listeners. And you know, I was like, dude, we are from all walks of life. We buy groceries. We buy cars. We do all the things that you do. We don't necessarily have to wear ripped jeans and wear our hair like it's 1980 or something, or shave our heads and have a big AC/DC tattoo on our right, on our left breast.
We just live in the world where everybody likes to judge everything. Like, everybody has an opinion and they think, you know, we want to hear it. I don't know. Like, you're right. Like, not every rock listener looks a certain way, or not every pop listener looks this way, or country mm-hmm. listener wears cowboy boots. Like, you have your stereotypes, but it doesn't mean that they definitely necessarily work. But you're always going to have those buttholes on the internet, you know, well, wanting to troll for some idiot reason.
Today was National Unfriend Day, so there you go.
That's right, it was.
And I have yet to take advantage of that.
me neither.
And you know what? I thought, what a waste of time to have National Unfriend Day. I mean, really, 2020. If you haven't gotten a jump on unfriending people by now, with all of the bullshit that's been going on social media this year.
What? I hadn't noticed any, Boner. Of what do you speak?
Oh, you know.
You know.
And I didn't really even unfriend anybody this year. I think maybe two or three that just irritated mm-hmm. me.
I did use
you two this afternoon.
I have snoozed the shit out of people, though.
I have done a lot of snoozing to people.
Nope.
But even further, though, I just said, you know what? I just don't even want to get on here. Because I just plain miss people putting up a look at my hamburger for dinner. I would rather see that than any kind of dumbass, you know, comment you have to make.
You got to get on Instagram. That's where you'll see the burger pictures. You'll see some other bullshit there, too. But
it's not that I want to see burger pics. I just miss them, you know, as opposed to the.
Oh, maybe you should have been burger gram.
Look at
all the hamburger pictures.
Look at the cheese oozing off of that one. I think that's some Colby Jack.
Hang on. Let me light a candle.
I'd like to know how many people unfriended me today. That's the number I want. Like, I want it because I'd be proud if I got, like, you know, double digits, maybe triple digits.
Like, what'd you do?
I would get unfriended because I lack of posting, probably. I don't post a lot. So you're like, what my friends with him for? He don't post much. You know, unless I'm drinking on vacation, then I post all the time. But that's really it. That's my social media.
Hey, make sure you go to my Facebook page and like the picture of my birthday present that my wife got me that finally arrived today.
Yeah, like that's not my. Yeah, I just some people overly share.
No, really, but do that because I just posted a picture. Yeah, please get my likes.
Oh, you're serious.
Yeah,
I better edit that out. I bet it's a great present.
No, leave it in. Leave it in. That's awesome.
Let's start from there.
No.
I can't wait to see the picture of the butt plug.
Actually, I haven't taken it out of the box yet, so you don't get to actually see the present, but you can see what it is from that picture.
So we wear those like leather masks.
And a little zipper mouth. It's perfect for the pandemic.
Got your bitchin' gimp outfit ready to go.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
And you also saw the story that a lot more people are opening up about having sex on the clock today.
Yeah, I did see that. And what was it, 58% or something like that?
Something like 58% of people have admitted to having sex while on the clock working from home. And
that number seems low.
You think?
I don't know. Let's eavesdrop on the conference from earlier today.
Okay.
Resuming Zoom meeting now.
And let's continue our meeting from earlier. Smith, did you get a chance to finish that Jensen report?
Yes! Yes!
Can you upload it on the FTP site?
Yes! Yes!
And can you do a follow-up with Globotron by next week?
Oh, yes!
Excellent job. We appreciate your enthusiasm. Keep up the good work.
Oh, God.
Terminating Zoom meeting now.
Well, I missed that meeting.
It's a live look at Zoom meetings in 2020.
Yes, 58% said that they have tried it. 68% say that they have tried new positions during the pandemic.
Yeah, I read that too. And 42% or something said they actually like went through with some of the crazier things that they
They brought up some kinks or fetishes that they had never mentioned before through their partner. And of the 52% who have brought it up, 45% of that actually ended up trying it out. I wonder if it was on the clock.
But you think there's somebody going door to door asking these questions in some neighborhood somewhere?
Well, I just want to get this report. I need to forward it to my wife.
Are you and your wife working from home? Are you currently having sex between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
And was there butt stuff?
Have you tried anything new recently? Have you been switching up the position?
Well, I mentioned it.
And she was all like, hell yeah, let's do it to it. All right.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought it would happen to me.
Yeah. Butt stuff. On the clock, butt stuff.
Well, here we are.
Yeah. Well, that 58%, I am not included in that. If I would be, if it has to involve another person, then no. I have not.
Are you probably the leader in the clubhouse for the solo person?
Yeah, I may be. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I tried it on the left side of the sofa.
I've tried a few different things.
Yeah.
You know.
Get experimental. We got extra time working
for I'm home. You know, there's olive oil. I got butter. I got, you know, got a few things I can work with.
Some rope. Yeah.
You know, whatever. Don't worry about it.
We apologize.
It's my job.
Yeah.
It's my time to work.
We apologize for any mental pictures that have come to your mind right now to our three podcast listeners.
I'm working down here. Leave me alone.
Mom!
Don't come down here. I'm working. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Top secret work.
Of course, that's always work with one foot on the bathroom door.
That's how it goes. So you guys gearing up for Thanksgiving is next week. I'm not traveling anywhere.
It's hard to believe that it's come up this fast. My wife said something the other day. I'm like, really? Already? Thanksgiving? When?
I forgot until the other morning. I was like, huh? It's really next Thursday? I thought there was like a week and then Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so, it has come upon us rather quickly.
That's what always happens. Once Halloween gets here, then it's just January. Mm-hmm. Like every year, you go trick-or-treating, next thing you know, you wake up and it's the next year.
No, somewhere in between there, it's Toyota-thon.
Oh, so you celebrate Toyota-thon? I celebrate Happy Honda Days. So,
They're both great holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I'm kind of bummed out. Speaking of great holidays, it seems like Black Friday is going to be, you know, not what it usually is. Like, typically on Black Friday, I get up and I watch people beating the crap out of each other on the internet. But this year, all the stores are doing like online stuff. So I think that's another thing that 2020 has taken away from us. Black Friday Walmart fights.
Dude, man, that sucks.
That's such a bummer. I'm going to have to watch highlight reels from years past.
Yeah. I'm sure. The good old days when they used to go and beat the shit out of each other over a $5 doll.
Those were the days.
Yeah, that's right. Here I was, son. This is when I punched that old woman for a Barbie.
You're lucky. Went out there. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger made that whole movie about that. Jingle All the Way. It's like him trying to find the doll. Just him and Sinbad.
So are there any?
I must have missed that one. Yeah.
So
you saw Arnold Schwarzenegger's Jingle All the Way? Classic holiday movie
with Sinbad.
It was Sinbad. He had to get the superhero doll. It was like the hot Christmas toy. Mm-hmm. They're sold out everywhere. And he goes from store to store to store to store. And he just keeps getting turned away. They're gone. And him and Sinbad come up with a scheme and figure it out. But he's beating people up, yelling at people. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger looking for a toy. Get out the way.
Okay.
I hope I sold it.
Oh, I really, really don't want to watch it.
Well, maybe you can watch it as you're enjoying your second round of Thanksgiving dinner next Thursday. And Boner, what's your favorite side dish at Thanksgiving time?
Broccoli casserole.
Okay, Sean?
Whoa, we got the first ever Thanksgiving side draft.
What?
Ding, ding, ding. That's what we're doing. Just like fantasy. That's what we did with the taco or the fast food draft.
Oh,
Broccoli casserole. Okay. First ever pick. So broccoli casserole is, that's a delicious side.
And I'll tell you what, you know, most people make a really lousy broccoli casserole. I'm just saying. I wouldn't really order it anywhere ever, but my broccoli casserole is awesome.
So if you could just have one side on your plate, it would be broccoli casserole.
It would be my broccoli casserole.
All right.
If you had the recipe, you would make it and go, holy shit. That's my new favorite, too.
All right. Well, send it my way. I'll make
it. I can do. No can do, sir.
Oh, it's secret?
It's a secret.
Secret. All right.
Right.
Not a secret. Somebody makes the same thing the same way.
Well, somebody gave it to me. I don't know where the hell I got the recipe from, but
you can't.
I got it from my mom, which means that she got it from someplace else because she sure as shit didn't invent it.
Yes, somebody got it somewhere. It's fine. I'll Google my own.
No, I wouldn't do that, man. Mine's better. Anyway, go ahead.
What's your pick, Greg?
It is simply not Thanksgiving unless I have cornbread dressing. Not stovetop stuffing or any of that sort. It's got to be with sausage in it and cornbread. My wife makes a terrific cornbread dressing. She got the recipe from my mom.
That's,
you like lay one big fat sausage down the middle, right that, on the.
That's right. I sure like, oh, no, yeah, no. It's more of a breakfast sausage type of thing. Not like kielbasa or something of that sort. It's more of the breakfast sausage. You put a little, you know, spicy Bob Evans in it. It's really good.
Hmm. All right. Never all tried right. it, but I guess is cornbread off or is that all stuffing? Like, or can you still pick like a non-cornbread stuffing?
There's cornbread stuffing, and then you know up north they tend to make a lot more stuffing made of bread.
Bread,
yeah, that's what I go. Yeah, we like grind the bread up, and then we add some carrots, some onions, some celery powder, celery salt, some giblets, some dressing, some of gross. This, mm-hmm. some top secret stuff I can't even tell you about. Then we take this bread ball and we shove it straight up the cavity of the turkey, and it just sits there and it just cooks inside the turkey for hours.
You know what it needs? You need to stick a big fat sausage right up in there right. too.
Coming out of it too. Yeah. I like to fist it with my fist. Oh, doing my. It. Like,
two snaps.
It's a fun
up.
Part.
Yeah.
You what got are you your, doing in the kitchen? I'm working.
You got a sausage in one hand and fisting the turkey with the other. Like, oh,
I'm working in here.
We have so much to be thankful for this year.
So, yeah, I would take with my first pick, traditional, in my opinion, not stovetop, but the more traditional bread-based dressing okay. with gravy.
See, Michelle has to make both types for our home because, again, she grew up like in Indiana and Pennsylvania, and it was the traditional bread stuffing, bread dressing that she made. Or her
see,
grandmother
when we moved
made.
Down here, my wife found out about that cornbread stuffing and has been attempting to make a different version of it every year.
Mm-hmm.
We have yet to stumble across a winner, but she's trying.
Mm.
But yeah, it's something that we didn't even know existed until we moved down south, you know,
right.
15 years ago. But we try to incorporate it now. But I
now,
still like the.
Now, like when you make the bread stuffing, do you tear apart, you know, you buy like 17 loaves of bread and tear it all up into the little pieces and then leave it out overnight and all that kind of crap?
I don't leave it out overnight. I just use a food processor morning of, like a loaf or two of bread and just food process the heck out of it until just basically tiny little crumbs.
Huh.
My dad had one of those like hand grinders like a kid, like almost like a meat grinder, and he would just shove the bread into it, and that's how I remember like doing it. But you know, now that I'm an adult and I work smarter, not harder, I bought a food processor.
Right. Okay. My yes. wife, their recipe is that, you know, you get the loaves of bread and you tear it all up and then you leave it out overnight, supposed to dry it out. And then, which doesn't make any sense to me because then you put it into everything and wet it all back down.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. Doesn't
because otherwise you have dry ass, you know, nothing. That would suck.
You like, may
why do you
like
dry it out if you're just going to undry it out?
Yeah, the food processor does the same thing. But everybody's got that's the recipe. That's the way somebody, some point, somewhere said it was done. I don't know. Like, I remember my dad as a kid, like, he was so proud of his stuffing recipe that I'm talking about right now. Like, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. He was super specific with certain things, so I wouldn't forget about it, because, like, that recipe meant a lot to him, because his dad gave it to him, and I get it, and I'll explain it to my kids, but at the time, like, who cares? just put it in a bowl. Let's mix it up.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, I'm taking my broccoli casserole.
Okay. Your broccoli casserole, the white bread stuffing, and I'll take the cornbread dressing. And
I like all three, by the way.
Yeah.
All three I can deal with.
And if you add, if we did a second round, what would your second round pick be?
Probably, you know, a very simple mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was thinking because
mashed potatoes,
you just look
Alex.
Mashed potatoes, Alex.
What are mashed potatoes?
Greg?
I'm a very, very simple person at Thanksgiving. As long as I've got cornbread dressing and cranberry sauce straight out of the cold can.
Greg went to cranberry sauce.
That is it. I am happy with those two sides.
Those are good sides. I'd be happy with the stuffing and the potatoes and the not cranberry.
I don't play the cranberry game. Not a chance.
Not at all?
I do not like
real cranberries in my cranberry sauce. It's got to be out of the can. I want to see the
what
shape of the
food?
Can.
Yeah, what other food keeps the shape of the can when you take it out of the can?
Cranberry sauce only.
And Spam, I think. That's it.
Oh, there you go.
It, like, it sits there and just jiggles like Jell-O. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's weird.
But again, at Thanksgiving, I have it. And that's it. I don't have to have any more cranberry sauce for another year. It's not something that I just absolutely love and I need it all the time. It is just one of those. It was a tradition on both sides of my mom and dad's family that was always part of Thanksgiving for us.
Well, I've tried to introduce some other things from my family into Thanksgiving, but it never goes over real big.
Nachos?
I'm not kidding. Enchiladas. My family really wasn't big fans of turkey. I could never eat turkey again and be perfectly happy. Mm-hmm. So, turkey at Thanksgiving, I don't care. And my family really didn't like turkey a whole lot. So we, made up a big giant thing of enchiladas. And there you go. Thanksgiving, beans, rice, and enchiladas. Enjoy.
Now, how long did that tradition go for? Is it something you still continue to do this day? Or was that a one-off?
I tried a couple of years ago. And I'm like, why can't we have like stuff from my family traditions? And my wife's like, that's stupid. You're going to have enchiladas on Thanksgiving. That's just dumb. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to make damn thing of enchiladas anyway. So I did. And, they were good. But everybody's just kind of like, there's enchiladas here. And, we got turkey. I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right, fine. So I did it once.
Okay. Give me you tried. You tried.
I tried.
Some new ideas.
It didn't catch on. It didn't catch fire. It didn't go viral at my house.
We appreciate the creativity, though.
I gave it a shot.
And for your Thanksgiving, if you want to get a free turkey, rock105.com and Food City. Give your boss the bird.